purchases, when the Phoenicians, with a general shout, rushed upon them. The greater part made their escape, but some were seized and carried off. Io herself was among the captives. The Phoenicians put the women on board their vessel and set sail for Egypt. Thus did Io pass into Egypt, according to the Persian story, which differs widely from the Phoenician, and thus commenced, according to their authors, the series of outrages. At a later period, certain Greeks, with whose name they are unacquainted, but who would probably be Cretans, made a landing at Tyre on the Phoenician coast, and bore off the king's daughter, Europa. In this they only retaliated, but afterwards the Greeks, they say, were guilty of a second violence. They manned a ship of war and sailed to Ea, a city of Colchis, on the river Phasis, from whence, after dispatching the rest of the business on which they had come, they carried off Medea, the daughter of the king of the land. The monarch sent a herald into Greece to demand reparation of the wrong and the restitution of his child. But the Greeks made answer that, having received no reparation for the wrong done them in the seizure of Io, the